This is Akashvani, the news, read by Ashok Oja. Prime Minister Narendra Modi reached Argentina's capital Buenos Aires this morning on the third leg of his five-nation tour that aims to reinforce India's engagements with Global South. Prime Minister Modi was given a warm welcome by the Indian community upon his arrival in the Argentinian capital with a special classical dance performance. Mr. Modi will begin his visit by paying respects at the statue of General Jose de San Martin, Argentina's revered freedom fighter and national hero. After a ceremonial welcome, the Prime Minister will hold delegation-level talks to further strengthen the strategic partnership and open new avenues of cooperation between the two countries. Prime Minister Modi will travel to Brazil tomorrow to participate in the BRICS summit in Rio de Janeiro before proceeding to Namibia, the final stop of his tour. Earlier, Prime Minister Modi held wide-ranging talks with his Trinidad and Tobago counterpart, Kamla Prasad Bisesar, at the iconic Red House in Port of Spain last evening. Following the talks, the two countries signed six agreements to enhance cooperation in several sectors, including infrastructure and pharmaceuticals. Prime Minister Modi also addressed the joint session of Parliament of Trinidad and Tobago. The southwest monsoon entered Himachal Pradesh on June 20, and within just 2 weeks, heavy rainfall has severely disrupted normal life across the state. During this period, multiple incidents of cloudbursts, flash floods and landslides have caused extensive loss of life and property. According to the State Emergency Operations Center, 261 roads have been blocked due to landslides. The worst-hit districts include Mandi, Kangra, Kullu and Shimla. Meanwhile, the Meteorological Center in Shimla has issued a warning for heavy to very heavy rainfall from 5th to 9th of July due to increased monsoon activity. We have a report.
In the last 24 hours, moderate rainfall has continued in many parts of Himachal Pradesh. The highest rainfall was recorded in Joginder Nagar in Mandi district with 52 millimeters. Over the past 15 days, 72 people have lost their lives in rain-related incidents, 113 have been injured, and 37 people remain missing for several days. Chief Minister Sukhvinder Singh Sukhu stated that the state has suffered a loss of Rs 700 crore due to heavy rains, landslides and cloudbursts during this monsoon season. Meanwhile, the Meteorological Center Shimla has issued an alert for heavy to very heavy rainfall from today till July 9th. Additionally, a flash flood warning has been issued for the next 24 hours in four districts, Mandi, Kangra, Chamba and Sirmaur. Ritesh Kapoor, Akashwari News, Shimla.
United States President Donald Trump has signed his landmark policy bill known as One Big Beautiful Bill into law. The legislation enacts key parts of the President Trump's agenda, including tax cuts, spending boosts for defense, and the immigration crackdown. The signing event, held at the White House, aligned with the Independence Day celebrations in Washington, D.C. yesterday. Global technology giant Microsoft has officially shut down its operations in Pakistan after 25 years as part of its global restructuring plan. The company announced the move, citing a shift to a cloud-based partner-led model and broader workforce reduction of about 9,100 job cuts globally. Former Microsoft Pakistan head Jawad Rehman confirmed the closure and linked the decision to Pakistan's challenging economic conditions, political instability, high taxes, currency issues, and trade restrictions. In cricket, India will resume their second innings on day four of the second test with an overnight score of 64 for one and a commanding overall lead of 244 runs against hosts England at Edgbaston, Birmingham. The match is scheduled to begin at 3:30 p.m. IST. In badminton, India's Kidambi Srikant has reached the men's single semi-finals of the Canada Open Super 300 badminton tournament. He secured a dominant straight game victory over top seed and world number 6 Chao Tian Chen of Chinese Taipei. Srikant will now face Japan's Kenta Nishimoto for a spot in the final tonight. The match is expected to begin at 9:10 p.m. IST. And that's the end of this news bulletin.